Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. And today on our podcast is
Brian
Baylauer,
Robert Koo,
Jamie Dillon,
and me, Josh.
Josh Price, our
as
favorite.
Always.
Joshua Price.
As always. So today we're going to share with you people at home some of our summer tales, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
Josh, you are selling it.
You say that as if you're doing it under protest when you're the one that put this topic out there for
this,
us.
This actually ties into a question that I want to ask Josh.
Okay, let's hear it.
Which is, do you see yourself as the host of these podcasts or
well,
producer?
Obviously I'm the host. I'm hosting. Who thinks they have the best story? Go first.
No, because that means they're going to trump everyone.
Yeah, you can't start
well,
with the
maybe
best.
Other people, you know, we'll try and fight harder with their story.
You want to maybe give us a prompt? You know? Like, should we start at camp?
I don't know what your stories are. I never went to camp for one, so.
You know that we all typically go on a trip together during the summer.
No, we're talking about like childhood summers. Did you not even read the, God damn it, you never read the fucking
I never had a childhood. So.
So I went to Girl Scout camp. As a kid.
Was that sales training for cookies?
Yeah, I thought basically. You went to sales camp or something.
I did go to stock market camp. That's true. And it was technically in the summer. So, yeah.
All right. But wait, you're going on to this Girl Scout thing. Like, what actually happens in Girl Scout? Girl Scout anything? I have no idea.
Wait,
like,
did you go to the stock market camp to prepare for the Girl Scout thing? To, like, hustle everybody?
No. A summit?
Girl Scout camp was before stock market camp.
From what I understand from reading recent news articles, Girl Scout camp is you sleep on the White House lawn. Is that true?
That I got to meet, I don't even know who was president at the time.
I went to Girl Scout camp.
There was recently a Girl Scout camp out on the White House lawn.
In protest or like as in
no,
it's
no,
cool?
No, like, no.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe someone was outraged about something.
They
sent a swarm of little girls to...
Obama went and read them stories.
The
it was very cute.
Go find an unlocked door.
Girl Scout camp can be all sorts of things. It's just like exclusively girls or now girl identifying children, as the Girl Scouts recently clarified. But I went to horse Girl Scout camp where we learned to ride horses, which was
awesome.
Now, are really Girl cool. Scouts and Boy Scouts affiliated with the same organization?
No. Okay. Have you not seen the news recently? Okay. So in the news recently, the Girl Scout organization, there was a donor who donated $100,000 earlier. And then recently, Girl Scouts said, any child who identifies as a girl is welcome in Girl Scouts. So included transgender girls. And that donor who donated $100,000 said, unless you can guarantee my money is not going to transgender girls, I want my money back. And the Girl Scouts said, fine, you can have your money back. And that was a third of their annual budget, I think.
Well, they don't have a very big budget.
Well, it was only the Girl Scouts of Western Washington.
Oh,
that is such a lie. They make so much money off cookies.
Well, but it regionally...
they're like doing it under the table.
They do it online now,
right,
though.
Finances aside,
so they put up an Indiegogo campaign to make up the lost $100,000 and within a week made like $300,000 in support.
Did
of
the
Girl
Scouts send a thank you letter to the original donor?
What if it was like
it was the Girl
for help,
Scouts?
For help,
what if
right?
it was all a racket? Like, what if this was all planned?
There never was a 100K donation.
I've thought about whether or not humanity can dig that low and
fabricate outrage.
I don't want to think about it anymore because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen, and within smaller instances. I don't think that's the case here.
Yeah, they would have to have some sort of reporting. Like, it seems like there's got to be
But that's fair. That's cool.
The Girl Scouts are very inclusive, and the Boy Scouts are not. So,
although that's now changing glacially,
whereas the Girl Scouts are like, yay, transgender people.
I understand that the Boy Scouts as an organization is very different from like the local level. Right. There are
local troops, but like the Girl Scout organization is super open. And I had a great time at Girl Scout camp as a kid. I got to ride horses. I went to a ton of summer camps as a kid. At Girl Scout camp, I swam a half mile as like a 12-year-old or something.
What does that have to do with horses?
You don't ride horses like they all day every
you
day.
Got to win, you got to win a horse.
How well, far did the horse win?
Horse Girl Scouts.
Tragic story, actually.
I don't even think that was the same.
It was a half Girl mile Scout camp. In horse blood.
That's gross.
I'm just trying or like, to understand the context.
There's
here.
The horse training no, things where they tie the tether to the horse and have it walk around in the water when it's like training or like healing. So they just had the Girl Scouts swim in these laps around the tether pools.
Hey,
you know, the horse tether pool.
Speaking of horses in which horse tails make bows for violins, in which I had a dream about violins. I also had this crazy dream that same night about dating Taylor Swift. I'm not joking. Oh my God, this is so crazy.
What was it like?
It was really odd because...
The best?
It was pretty great. But hold on. It was very odd because I met her in a very official context, like as I probably would.
As you do.
As I would, all right? And for some reason, we were just talking and hanging out. Then all of a sudden, she was clearly just sort of, you know, trying to get kind of interested. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening here? Because... my world and Taylor Swift's world really do not collide all that often.
The Venn diagram.
I don't know. She's super into internet memes.
Yeah.
There is crossover.
Are you saying that she's super into them or she's in a lot of internet memes?
No, she uses them.
Like internet memes.
Oh, that's true. No, but anyway, the first
thing.
That's
like one step removed from dick jokes is what I'm saying. Like internet memes, people who create dick jokes. We're getting close.
Internet memes are the dick jokes of the internet is what you're saying,
Brian.
The first thing I thought about was in the dream. I was like, oh man, I better call Brian and Ryan. They're gonna be really excited about this.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't know. That was the first thing in a dream. Look, I'm not gonna fabricate something.
No, it makes sense.
I'm mad at Dream You.
Checks out. Story checks out.
Yeah.
I'm mad at Dream Robert.
So far, pretty accurate.
Introducing
dream.
Me to Taylor Swift
I'm
immediately.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I remember riding on a school bus.
Okay.
With her?
Look, did you make a 3 Taylor Moon shirt the way that Ryan and I have?
I would buy a 3 Taylor Moon shirt.
Is that happening, by the way?
We're talking
okay.
about
it. Okay. All right.
Working
all right.
In discussions.
I know someone who can get shirts printed.
Okay. I have a 3 Corgi Moon poster, like a right. 3 blank moon. I actually have a 3 Wolf Moon t-shirt. Nice.
There we go. Okay.
That was the original.
So anyway, that's my summer story.
That you have a dream about Wait. Taylor Swift.
Well, we can't beat that. The summer you dated Taylor Swift.
In your dream. It was a really great summer.
It sounds great.
We all learned a lot about ourselves.
Yeah. So who's next?
Hmm.
No, I'm sorry. Unless there was more,
that's a disapproving
I'm sorry.
Groan.
Unless there was more to the horses, which led us to Taylor Swift, clearly.
Well, you said swimming, a lot of camps, and you swimming. Mentioned 2 so far. That's not a lot.
3.
What?
I
she
went
said
to a
the,
camp.
The swimming one was a different than the there horse 3. Camp.
2 Girl Scout camps. There was one camp that where they had a little, God, I think it started with an S. It was local. I could figure out all these
synonym.
Names.
Synonym.
No. It's
camp.
Like
Synergy.
It was
Sequoia.
Like, it was like Samoa, but not. But it had a really cool like live
Samoa,
tide pool thing.
Because it's a type of Girl Scout cookie.
Boom.
But it wasn't the Girl Scout camp. That's it was the one. Anyway.
Sasquatch.
So no. Called
Somish.
Sarsaparilla.
Seattle.
Sioux City.
My parents shipped me off to a lot of fucking camps as a kid.
Shit.
That's the worst camp.
I almost
camp shit.
Got camp. Kicked out of a camp.
Oh, really? For what?
Because all of the girls hated me.
What?
Because I hung out with the guys because I didn't understand girls, and I hung out with the guys. And then the girls were like, you're trying to steal all of our boyfriends. And I was like, no, I just don't like you. And it caused all this drama. And they were from a rougher neighborhood. And so they were afraid that I was going to have physical violence enacted on me. And so their solution was to send me home.
Wow.
Well, wow. It's a dollars and cents thing then.
Yeah, for sure. But we all worked it out.
I'm glad to hear that.
We sat down and worked it out, but that was when I realized that, like, oh, I have a lot more guy friends than I do girlfriends. Was it that summer camp?
That happens. Huh. Okay, club. So I'm curious. Like, does anyone have any...
I'll tell my negative story.
Give a negative.
That's not
story.
What I was going, but it's not shocking to me that that is where you went. But well, okay,
my
let's
negative
hear it,
story,
Josh,
has to do with my face.
Oh my god! Oh god! Way. I don't want to fucking hear the story again. Go ahead.
So, this was summer right before high school, and we were taking our usual bike route to 7-Eleven.
Who's we?
My brother, myself, and two of my friends. And okay. You go down this huge hill and then up this huge hill on the other side. Right? So you speed down as fast as possible, and then you're going slowly up the other side. And I decided to ride my brother's little BMX bike because I figured it'd be more fun. He rode, you know, my bike. It was a single speed. And so I'm going up the other side really slow because it's single speed. And the chain comes off, wraps around the back, and then I'm getting up off the ground. I don't know what happened in between. I'm just...
But can you fill in what had to have happened?
I don't know. I don't even know if I hit the handlebars. I don't know what happened. I was just on the ground. And then I'm getting up, and I spit something out of my mouth and a bunch of blood. And this is right. This happened right in front of a church where Boy Scouts were. Hey. And so they come over and help me and bring me in. And then, you know, like they're taking care of my blood. I'm bloody. It doesn't hurt. The only thing that hurts is my knee.
The Dark Lord of the Boy Scouts.
And then my mom happens to drive by. She doesn't see me, but she sees them. They could decide to continue to 7-Eleven and just leave me with the Boy Scouts.
Wait, your friends?
And
your
my
friends
brother.
And your brother.
Yeah.
What? They just left you?
Yeah, I was taken care of. They're
bleeding
with their candy.
From the face.
And yeah, so they were going, and you know, she catches them and yells at them, then comes back for me, takes me to the hospital, and I get a bunch of stitches in my face, inside and outside of my mouth.
Oh, God.
Because my teeth, you know, went through, you know, mm-hmm. as they do
yeah,
when you
that's
smash your face up.
No, no, let's go ahead and describe the class. And, you're saying that your teeth went through.
La, 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 la,
my lips, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Out. And while I was doing that, the doctor decided that if they get my tooth... They can shove it back in, and it might take. And so,
oh, this is hours.
My
later.
Mom, yeah, because we live outside of town, so it's like 10, 20 minutes away. So my mom calls home to my friend and has them go pick up the tooth and put it in milk, I guess, because that's what will keep it fresh.
It keeps it alive.
And then she
yeah.
goes back and gets it, and they come back and they shove it in my face. Which, you know, it doesn't actually work. So I had, you know, a bunch of
rotting
dental surgery after that.
Jesus.
And then I sat the rest of the summer in a recliner drinking blended food because I couldn't open my mouth because it was all like wired up. And yeah, that's how I spent my entire summer. The rest of it, yeah. You know,
how old are you?
Sitting there right before high school. Yeah, it was
so
right before 14, high school.
14, 15?
Yeah. Yep, and that also ended my tromboning career, which was perfectly fine with me because I didn't actually want to continue anyways.
So he might as well have the amnesia took too, so he forgets his 6 years at Juilliard summer camp for trombone prodigies.
So that's my summer story. That's my most interesting summer
story.
Well,
that was the worst.
Yeah, I mean, I went to camps, but they were mostly sports camps. I imagine you did some of these, Robert. Did you do any sports?
You probably
camps
went to tennis camp.
The ones that were like basically boot camp.
Tennis.
Yeah.
Because like the swim one was like you wake up, you do dry land, which is like some kind of calisthenics and some crunches. And then you would go do a session in the water, you'd eat, you do more dry land, and you do another session in the water. And like one was sort of yards and one was technique. And then you would do more dry land. This is a long weekend, so I think 4 days. Or 3 days, we did 16,000 crunches as a group. And then that didn't include, they had me so brainwashed that like, oh, the burning is like building new muscle and everything, that like me and my roommate would go back to the room and do more crunches. And then like you could try to break camp records by doing like wall sits for the longest time, or like they had various little, I forget some of the other competitions you had, but like it was just raw, and they were like Olympic hopeful coaches and everything like that. That was like really crazy. And I still probably have those tapes of like the technique. The coaches would like review your technique and be like, "Oh, streamline's a little sloppy," and they do one at the beginning and one at the end to see if you learned anything, which I never did. I was a brute force swimmer. But I mean, I assume that most sports camps were like something like that.
Yeah, I mean, just replace certain drills with other drills. Like, I mean,
but like
with
the physical
with tennis, part. Like it's all footwork, all like lines, all sprints, all lateral movement, and then you know, then on court stuff, and it's all the same pretty much. Yeah,
ton of step ups. That was like the calisthenic du jour for us was like go to the
kind of mustard. What is that? Go on.
Dijon.
Got it.
You broke it.
I got it. What do you do? Like, we go to bleachers and you have to go up and down and up and down the bleachers, like on one step. And I don't think I could, like, go and do that today.
Oh,
like,
fuck no. Are you kidding? We're
even
our 30s?
If I could. Even if I could handle doing it, I would feel dumb.
You have better things to do with your time. Sure. No, I mean, yeah, I spent a lot of time in my teenage years playing tennis. But before that, I spent a lot of time doing much more traditional nerd activities. Like I remember running and helping run like LAN parties with like, and back then, like when I first, like in the early 90s, I was actually like a Mac guy. And so we were doing like these Token Ring, Apple Talk, marathon LAN parties. Not like marathon as in like length, but marathon as in like
the game. Only game,
the
game that was on an app.
Bungie's game, yeah. And it was crazy because just of how well it worked and just how much fun we had. And those were really, really good times. But I will say this, something as I was trying to sort of prep my mind for this podcast, as far as talking about summers, like in my childhood, the thing I remember a lot about summers are that is when relationships happen, like dating, that sort of thing.
Hmm. Whoa, no way.
Opposite.
I never, never did anything like group activity wise where that sort of thing would happen in the winter. Like it was always in
group activity. You were in school. That's a group activity.
Yeah, but nothing like extracurricular outside of there where, you know, you would get to like meet girls, that sort of thing. Like just though it wasn't, I don't know why. Like, and I can like trace it back year after year after year, you know, starting when I was like 12 or 13, like from there, it was always in the summer.
It's weird.
That is a cliche, right?
Yes.
In a song in Greece.
Yes.
Okay.
Summer love.
Yeah. Real thing. Robert,
is that
Hugh.
Is that not a thing?
No.
No one else?
Didn't work.
You.
No, it didn't work out that way for me. Summers were like, if I wasn't doing camp and like we would go to the beach as like.
Well, that's where you do it, man.
But yeah, I mean, like beach was mostly,
that's not what I meant.
Boys hanging out. Like there was a swim team too, there too. So it was like practice. But I didn't really have, it wasn't a lot of that. Like fraternizing. It was like that happened during the during the school year.
Yeah, my summers are very Stand By Me style, where it's you and your cronies.
What?
You know, just running around the woods playing D&D.
Oh man.
No time for the ladies.
We go to the jealous. Beach, our parents were there too. You had a mom
family
or someone
time.
There. You weren't gonna like kiss a girl in front of your mom.
What were you doing? That's where you were hanging around with ladies? Just a tennis camp? Like
tennis stuff would happen a lot and there was always sort of like parties going around.
He was a cool kid.
Oh, apparently. I'll be honest with you. The big thing with me was that my parents were never around. Yeah. Like, I didn't really have adult supervision. Sure. Like, by the time I was 13, I was 14, my dad had taken a job overseas, and so he wasn't around. And I was the last of four kids, and they were generally not around, period. And, you know, my parents really had tossed out the whole parenting thing out the door by that time. My mom really wasn't around to parent either. Mm. And so I was sort of left to my own devices, for better or for worse. Like, I mean, there's a lot of great things that happened to me because of that and a lot of stupid things that happened to me because of it.
Yeah, see, I had the opposite, like, hyper-parenting because I was the only child adopted. My parents were like, summer was the time either that they sent me to have amazing summer experiences at camp, or it was like family time. Mm-hmm. And the epitome of that was when I was 13, my mom decided that like, you're becoming a rebellious teenager. I don't like your teenage attitude. We're going on a vacation together as a family.
Because that'll fix
things. I expected finishing school to be the end of
that. The vacation was a 30-day driving vacation to Texas and back.
Ooh. 30 days?
30 days in a Suburban with my parents.
Hotels every night, or did you camp?
Both. Actually, I think, both.
A camper?
No, it was just the Suburban, and I would sit in the very back of the Suburban because I had
way back
and read books. And my mom got so mad because she's like, look outside. There's trees.
There's a cow. Like,
there's still, if you make a joke about rocks and trees in my family, my mom gets mad because she would point out every rock and every tree. And all I wanted to do was go the fuck home and make friends because I was 13 years old.
Sure.
But that was actually one of my first experiences getting to play video games because I had a Game Boy Color and it had like the little magnifying glass attachment and the light. And I had one game and it was one of those like 7-in-1 Mario ripoff games. Mm-hmm. But I played that for hours and hours and hours because there was nothing else to do. Like it was the equivalent of the modern phone game basically.
Yeah.
But that was like the opposite of no supervision was let's lock ourselves in a car together for 30 days and see how much we can
hate
each other.
Sounds like prison on wheels.
It really was.
Well, my mom was a teacher, so she was home for the summers with us, and so she wanted to spend as much time with her kids as possible during that time.
You can see that.
She was sick of other people's kids. Summers were like totally supervised, like always doing stuff with mom. Let's go to the mall. Let's go to whatever. But it was always, there was no escaping her unless I was playing video games in the basement.
Huh.
So video games were like a mega antisocial thing for me. They're like my escape from like constant attention.
So when I was 12, the summer between 12 and 13, every day I would walk to the mall, the Clackamas Town Center, which is a much nicer mall than it used to be. And it was, I think, a mile and a half away. Every day I would walk there at 8 in the morning. I would eat breakfast and I would be the first person in the arcade and I would be the last person to leave for probably 6 days a week and during the summer vacation.
That seems like an expensive habit.
No, because this was when like Street Fighter II and Mortal Kombat first started going crazy, and as long as you won, you never have to. Quarter. You would never.
You had a more populous arcade than I ever experienced.
Oh my god, it was crazy back then. Like literally, you know, a quarter could last you hours and hours and hours.
Wow.
And it became like a movie. It became like a thing where people would be able to find me at the arcade. Like if they were like, "Hey, you know, where's Robert?" You're like, "Oh, go to."
Does it work?
The Electric Palace, so it used to be called.
I could do that with Off-Road.
Yeah.
Like go all day on like basically one quarter.
Yeah. Dude.
I was never allowed to walk anywhere alone. That's amazing. You just walk down to the arcade.
Yeah.
How long a walk is that?
Mile and a half.
Was it a mile and a half?
A mile and a half.
It would have been an incomprehensible walk for me to do to get to the mall from where I live.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. You were
suburban Connecticut.
I can picture Faye and his buddies tumbling around in the woods and
walking along,
literally
to
Stand By Me and just pasting his face.
It pretty much was. Even the stereotypes, types of the kids, you know, like we were all represented in that movie. And yeah, we'd walk along the railroad tracks in the woods, dodge trains.
When did Stand By Me come out?
You dodge trains?
Yeah. I mean, not, you know, wait till the last second dodge, but like, hey, here's a train coming. Let's get off the tracks and hope you're not on a bridge.
I read some of that.
Yeah, everyone does when they're a kid. When did Stand By Me come out? Will's like 2 years older than I am. So, I mean, it came out when he was a kid, I was a kid. It's all the same time, right?
Huh. Oh, I've never seen it. 80s. That's why I'm asking.
Late 80s?
Early.
We're all staring at Jamie right now.
Yeah.
Shaking our heads. I've never seen Stand By Me.
It would have been mid 80s, I guess.
Okay.
No wonder you don't get any of my River Phoenix jokes.
It would be late 80s. Right?
I don't get any of your jokes, Brian.
Anyway, but yeah, that's what we did. We ran around the woods. We shot our BB guns, you know, paintball.
Paintball? That was a thing back then.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah. Late 80s, early 90s.
Any animal torture?
CO2 showers.
Not popular. Do you do any
just hunting.
Frog hunting.
Do you have any leashes on your balls?
No.
All right. So that's the thing.
I don't.
Yeah. On the movie.
No.
I'm not being inappropriate.
Really do that.
Topical.
I think it was the wrong. Not too many leashes in Michigan, at least the parts where we were. But yeah, a lot of camp. Horses and 22s and bows and tracking and all that stuff, you know? And then. The big one, though, was Dungeons and Dragons. Like, I always look back at that period of middle school summers as like the golden age of tabletop.
So jealous.
Like playing all day and then playing some more. And then when the sun came up, continuing to play. And then the parents come down and make breakfast and bring it in because we're not leaving the table. And then playing some more. And then it gets dark and playing some more. And then it gets light and playing some more. I think our record was 3 nights and however many days that was with just Mountain Dew and, you know, whatever food the parents brought us.
Take showers?
No, we jump in the pool every once in a while. Because the parents were like, it's summer, get out in the pool. We're like, all right, jump in the pool. Talk about the campaign while splashing around and turn around and then come back in and roll some more. And
we had similar days
in
the sense that they went like, you know, across 48 hours basically. But ours were, I'd go to Sweet Cake Mountain, where I had two friends who lived next door to each other.
Right? I'm sorry, what's Sweet Cake Mountain?
I don't know what that is.
It was just the street that they lived on.
Okay.
There's a street named Sweet Cake Mountain?
Yeah, one would think that that was kind of confectionery.
Yeah, I thought you were going to like...
No, you know, it's not like a brand.
Ice cream parlor.
It's a place.
Okay.
So John Curran and Walter Larkin lived next door to each other.
Your friends, I'm assuming, yes?
You don't know these people? And we would play... We would play football pro, like the really technical, like you could do a full fantasy draft kind of thing. And to determine the draft order, we'd spend all day playing a basketball tournament. And the winner got first draft pick.
That's pretty cool.
And then, so it was like a 2-on-2 basketball tournament. And then while the draft was happening, we'd also have a Mortal Kombat tournament constantly going to kind of fill the space while you're waiting for your turn to draft your team. And it was just like nonstop video games, like once the sun went down, and it was nonstop basketball and splashing in the pool when the sun was up. And then usually we'd stay at Walter's house and he had Cinemax.
Uh oh.
So that was
thing.
Always on, yeah. All right, high five.
These all sound so like beautiful. Like they just sound like wonderful stories. I don't know.
It's, Michigan summers are pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
The big thunderstorms, just huge green skies, tornado warnings. Yeah.
See, we in the Pacific Northwest, it was like gray, rainy, or beautiful and sunny.
Yeah.
But I didn't go outside unless it was a supervised activity.
Or camp.
You
were banished.
You were only allowed out of your tower.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty much.
Just combing the hair.
Just reading
my
books.
Goodness.
Shaking off nights.
Well.
But I loved it. I loved sitting in and reading books all summer. Like that was my...
You're also jealous of all the adventures.
I'm also jealous of the adventures for sure. But my mom, to her credit, did try to like manufacture adventures, even though...
She'd come in with like a suit of armor and be like,
she'd be like, found this
dress
for
you.
So when I was really little, we lived in Redmond before we moved to Gig Harbor. And there were a bunch of kids that were born all around the same time. And then everybody kind of scattered, moved different places. And all the parents were really close friends and had this fantasy of the kids growing up and being good friends before everybody moved. And so every summer, my mom would have Camp Gig Harbor. And she would have... those five kids come to our house and we would spend a week sleeping out on the deck. We would make like this tarp tent out off of the side of the deck and every night it would like fill up with dew or rain and somebody would get drenched in the morning when we like pushed all of it off on whoever was still sleeping.
Dodge trains.
And my mom would make huge breakfasts and we would go to like the water park and we would go... It was always like these very coordinated activities, but we would go like visit historical sites and, you know.
How long did that last? Because that seems like a very difficult thing to maintain.
I think we did it like 5 years, 6 years.
And with a water park? That's
yeah.
Water parks are the best.
Yeah, we did a lot of activities in that week. And my mom would like, we had a minivan and she would hide candy everywhere. Like it was always candy time. She would hide candy in the van.
I've been warned about the candy like your mom.
That's literally what we call it. We call it the candy van.
Oh boy.
We didn't know. We weren't corrupted. But
registered.
We just had
Jamie has a blind spot for that one thing. She's like, why wouldn't I go to a van with candy?
Sounds great.
Reminds me of some of my most fond childhood memories.
Great summers with the candy van. No, it was a blue Astro van.
There's the worst.
There was a blue Astro van.
Spray painted windows.
No, it was. Those were some really great like adventures running around. We had one year where this is not a great adventure running around, but one of the girls showed up. Her mom dropped her off, hung out for a little while, drove away, and about 20 minutes after her mom left, she fell off a rockery and broke her arm.
Ooh, a rockery?
Yeah, like.
Does anyone else know what a rockery is?
A rock. She just said a rock wall.
A rockery. Yeah.
I thought it was heard the that castle. That's chess.
What, yeah.
Rockery.
Rockery.
It's a place where you keep birds.
The kind of mustard.
No, a rookery is where you keep birds. It's a kind of mustard.
Oh, okay.
But my house is on a slope, so it's carved in, and then there's rocks, and she fell off.
Okay.
Like a 7 foot drop, and just fell on her arm, broke her arm, and so then she had a cast all of Campus Harbor. But we still went to the water park and everything.
Oh, goodness. Poor girl.
It was an adventure.
That's pretty good. Do you stay in contact with any of those folks?
Yeah. She actually just got engaged like last week.
Well, congratulations,
Rocker Alex. She's a super successful writer.
Good for her with only one good arm.
The other one is the
Texas speech stuff has come along really far.
She's from Redmond. The other one is I call her my cousin. I almost call them my cousins. The one in Hong Kong who sells coffee that I tell you about every time you guys go visit there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's really rad, like jet setter. She goes on vacations in Thailand all the time. Everybody's like super ended up in their own niche of like where they were as kids. Like Alex was always super creative and then ended up being a writer. And Kyle, who is closest in age to me, had four brothers. Always like there's a rule if you go through their garage you look only at the door because there would always be like buckets and cages of like snakes and like stuff that they had caught. They're like the most rowdy outdoorsy boys in the entire world. It was safer just not to
sounds
interact
horrifying.
It okay. was pretty horrifying, but now he works in like the wildlife department, like tagging animals. Good. So he found his calling.
He's a poacher.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're to be a poacher.
But we did a lot of crazy like structured activity events, but going out and like playing D&D for days on end.
So great.
I want to do that now.
I'm trying to think if I played D&D as a kid.
It's the best. You have no kids.
I feel like I was exposed to it little bit. Because it was like the dude who ended up running my games in high school, I grew up on the same street as him. And he was playing D&D back then, but I don't think that I played much with them. I did hang out with them, but I was never in the D&D group. It was more of like I was more with the group side of the group that would go explore outside a lot, and Dan would stay in a lot, but
I liked it all.
I think that I was familiar with the books and like the idea of grids and stuff like that. But
Taylor sent me a lot of text messages. That's why I remember the dream.
Ms. Swift?
I mean, she would. She's on the road.
Do you remember do you remember the phone number?
No, I don't. No, I don't. It was just in my address book.
Was it all text or did you like send you selfies?
No,
or
just
emojis.
Text.
Or sexts.
No sex. She's too smart
she's
for
Taylor.
That, you know?
Yeah, she's a smart lady.
That was good. Yeah. Knows that, you know, that's
if she did, she'd send it from a burner, you know.
You know who this is.
Yeah, I know you.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, I'll have to think about some more.
Taylor?
Yeah, Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor's pretty.
All the good times you never had?
Yeah. So,
did you ever go to like a real summer camp? You never did?
Never did.
That like
not
idea
once.
Of like not
really?
A sports camp?
None of this stuff.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I never went to
I imagine
camp
Girl Scout
ever.
Camp is essentially like
Oh, summer camp. I went to a bunch of summer camps outside of Girl Scout camp. Like I probably spent 6 weeks every summer at camp.
Same one?
Different ones. 2 weeks at a time, 1 week at a time.
Longest camp run was a 3 week camp in Wisconsin, which is pretty great that I ever did. But otherwise it was 1 week or 2 week.
Yeah. Usually around that amount of time.
In the woods.
I hated camping.
I love
camping. Hate camping. But when we were in cabins and yurts and stuff, I was down with that.
You like the ghost? Did you get the ghost stories and stuff like that?
I always thought they were fakey. I never bought into them. Like, girls my age were not good at telling ghost stories. They were all dumb. they were all dumb.
And that's why you went over to the boys' camp and was like, yes. Hey, tell me some better ghost stories.
Oh, I'm really scared now. Thank you.
Their exposition blows.
Basically. All the girls wanted to do was talk about the boys, so I just went and talked to the boys. No, we did. I did all sorts of. I did a baseball camp 1 year. Got hit in the eye socket with a baseball.
That's not as fun. No.
Baseball.
I've gotten
camp.
Hit.
What is
I got hit right
camp?
Here with the baseball.
You
play also.
Baseball. It's baseball camp.
It was at Tacoma. The Tacoma
like
Rainier Stadium.
Throwing and catching. Yeah, and some running.
That's called baseball.
Frozen, some fielding.
Baseball.
Frozen ropes.
Oh, no, you do, the camps just, have more you drills. Drills. Yeah. Yeah.
Drills.
Did you not listen to our sports portion?
You learn how to crow hop?
I don't think it was a real camp.
Oh.
I think it was like the lame camp that I was like a one-day camp where we went and played with the Huskies, I believe. They came to like, we had a stadium in our town for some reason.
You went to hospital camp.
And well, no, I should have gone to hospital camp because I got crushed by one of the football players and all the kids because we were dogpiling on him. And then somehow I ended up on the bottom and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Oh, I'm getting crushed. It hurt.
Josh almost died every summer.
Is that why you turned so salty? Because
you were so, issues.
Because you were in the hospital for
near
so long.
Near death experience.
I was only in the hospital.
Like to be touched.
I wasn't even overnight for that.
I mean, is that why you're always so mad?
No, I like the hospital. It's fun.
Weird. So you're saying that you would be even more mad than you are now had you not been to the hospital?
No, I should have gone to the hospital more. I got to play Atari.
Hmm. Interesting. Pre-child's play.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Well, does anyone else have any more summer stories?
I mean,
that are worthwhile.
That are worthwhile.
A lot of stories, but.
Well, I'll tell you a new summer story that's happening.
Had a dream about Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that. So, yeah, a group of us are going to Taylor Swift
Taylor.
Concert.
I'm so
Taylor.
Excited.
Taylor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
I hope she sweats on me.
I'm going to dress up. I'm going to dress up fancy. Steal Robert's girlfriend.
You're going to put your suit and tie shit?
Yeah.
We got to figure our coordination on this.
Yeah, we got to do something.
Yeah, you guys can wear your... Three Taylor Moon shirt.
You're not going to be part of this? Fine.
No, I want to dress up.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, fine. I bet that if I put that shirt on your desk, you'll fucking wear that shit.
I mean, I'll wear it all the time, but at the concert, I want
to
look.
We have to put like her tour dates on the back and everything too.
I bet she'd actually love it.
I'm sure she would.
On the tour dates, like, it'll be like in Robert's dream.
She is a super Tumblr user. Like Taylor Swift is
Tumblr.
Way.
She would tumble it.
Do you think it's
Tumblr.
Actually her? Or do you
think
she has someone she hires to do that because she's busy making real memories at summer camp?
She hires tweens.
It's her for sure.
I think that she probably writes everything and whatnot, but like, there's definitely someone helping manage all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of stuff. It's her voice for sure, I think.
Yeah. So she has a really unique brand.
This is a long, like, how old is she?
She's like mid-20s, I think.
And she's been, she hasn't, when did she really blow up? It's only been the last 4 years. Like, not this.
Yeah,
long.
Her first album was like, it's the second that she started making the transition from country to pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, when was, it was right around the time 100, right? It was when she was first sort of like arriving. So
I think it was like the Red album. Is that when things kind of kicked off for her?
So, that was like 4 years.
Except 1984. Ago? Just because it's
1989, you mean?
What? See, I mean, no. There you go. Perfect.
I mean, I just like
perfect.
Thinking about celebrities and like when they hit the, when they sort of
that
lose
inflection
their
point.
Like, yeah, when they lose their private life, like she's now a brand and if she wanted to live a normal life, too bad at this point, right?
Yeah.
Impossible.
She would have to, because like everything's scrutinized. Like you can see like the comparison of her and Miley Cyrus as far as like, but Miley started much younger.
Sure.
Taylor still started in her probably late teens, I think, is when her transition was like 19. When she was too public. I mean, we're going to meet her, obviously, and become her best friends.
Yeah, so
concert,
we can ask her in
so
person.
So we can just ask
her.
Yeah,
like when if she feels like she's missed out, what she's what
you
she's
think she
out.
Wants to talk about that, though? Probably
I mean, she
not.
Can come hang
she
out with
to
us
talk about
and
it
have
to
a normal life.
People all the time. She wants to, yeah, just do cool stuff.
But,
eat ice cream.
But to be fair, when she has to talk about it, like, in the public eye, she has to kind of, like, say certain things. She has to be like, oh, I wouldn't trade it for anything, blah, 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 versus, like, in,
you know,
with
among
her friends,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure
she
could
tell
she'll
be honest.
Rich. She's rich. Yeah.
And her boyfriend, obviously.
She'd be like, just once, I want to be able to walk a mile and a half to the mall and stay at the arcade all day. But I can't do that.
If
she
only
can build her own
arcade. Soulmate like that.
Yeah, that's,
and walk down
that's
the
how
hall.
You know it's the one when uh-huh. they can beat you in Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
And invite over whoever she wants to fill that place up.
Not the same. It's not organic. That's not organic, Josh.
They could be organic.
All right.
What
the Taylor
what
podcast over?
Good
no,
summer memories. This, do you have people?
We're still talking about Taylor.
Yes, we're still talking about Taylor. Hold on. So there needs to be a follow up podcast on our Taylor.
Oh my god.
Yes, after the concert.
Right after the concert.
Oh my god.
Most popular podcast.
Oh,
people
sure.
are gonna love it, yes. Dude.
We need a good title.
Jerry,
for
I was surprised that Jerry's not Taylor. Going.
Yeah, I was surprised too.
Because his, I guess, fam stuff, but he's also a Swiftie.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a Swifter.
I don't know if he would be into
my favorite
like
animal
that.
Is oh. Swift because of Taylor
concert
Swift.
Being crowded up there thing, you know?
Yeah. Jerry and I have had some deep discussions about Taylor and the implications behind some of her music and the younger wow. audience.
Yeah, like going through her lyrics line by line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Anyway, let's move on.
You were the one that wanted to continue talking
yeah,
about
you
Taylor.
Continued, man. It's your fault.
Nope. All right. Anything else? Otherwise, I can get
no.
back to work.
If you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks.
Bye.
Josh, our great
bye,
host.
Bye, Josh.
Bye.
Josh, the host.
Get out.
Host Josh.
Thanks. Have a good summer.
I'm leaving.
Bye.
Thanks.